Welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action. It's a locally produced show here on Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake, Iowa. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio Board member, and I'm the host of this show. So if you've been with us from the start of the show, we thank you so much for staying with us. You know that this show is talking about an event that's coming up in the Diocese of Sioux City. And if you're just joining us, again, if you got a paper, pencil, piece of any kind of writing instrument, or your phone, mark the date Saturday, September 25th, at Cathedral of the Epiphany in Sioux City. It is the Magnificat of Northwest Iowa Ministry, and they are presenting an event that really focuses on building a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, and enhancing our prayer lives. And that's kind of important to anybody. And I want to emphasize at this point, and I also will later, this event is open to the public. And so typically the Magnificat ministries, when they have a presentation, it is a ministry for women, but they think this is so important that they have opened it up to men as well. And also, listeners, if you are residing in the Archdiocese of Omaha or the Diocese of Sioux Falls, or maybe we got a few of you up there in Minnesota, you are all welcome to attend. There is a cost to attend. It's $35. That includes breakfast in the morning, and that's kind of a light breakfast with the donuts and, of course, the coffee, and then a lunch, and then the speaker for the day. So it does go from like 8:30 in the morning. That's when registrations and welcome and the donuts are there. And then pretty much by 2 o'clock is the final blessing. The first talk will start at 9 o'clock, because I know that's the most important thing, is when do I absolutely have to be there? When do I absolutely have to be at the 10 o'clock Mass? Okay, if I can get there 2 minutes before, I'm okay. But this time, you don't want to miss out on the donuts and the coffee and the camaraderie. So again, Saturday, September 25th, Cathedral of the Epiphany in Sioux City, Iowa, registration at 8:30, first talk at 9, final blessing about 2 in the afternoon. Tickets $35. You can get those at magnificat-iowa.com. So on the phone with me, and I thank him so much for joining me from the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, is the keynote speaker, Father Ryan Browning, who told us a little about himself in the last segment. What a wonderful, interesting journey you had from golf pro to pastor of the parish in Elgin, Illinois. And we were talking a lot about prayer. And what really resonated with me was something you had said about how easily we get distracted. And listeners, it's your own fault if you didn't hear our prayer presentation with Mother Kateri Marie of our own Carmelite Monastery here in Sioux City, and Terry Moran of our Marian Center, which is located at the Shrine of Trinity Heights, Queen of Peace in Sioux City, because we spent an entire hour talking with these two fine women about how one can enhance one's prayer life. And they were just delightful. That was on August 23rd and 28th. And then you can, if you would like, go to our website, fhcradio.com, and you can click on prayer and find out a little bit more about that. So that was just a shameless plug because, again, as I mentioned in the previous hour, this show is really all about me and the fact that I can just throw out this information for the benefit of the listeners. So back to you, Father Ryan. Talk a little bit about this booklet and how you hope it resonates with people.
Yeah, I hope that through the talks and then the gift of the little booklet, that it will just give them a hunger for prayer. Because how I will start my talk is to talk about, oftentimes when we think about prayer, we think about that's what I do, right? And, you know, to a certain extent, yes. But ultimately, if we dig deeply into what is the spiritual life and what is prayer, it's a response to what God has already done and is doing in our life. As the Catechism tells us in, I think it's paragraph 2560, it talks about the woman at the well, and that when the Lord talks about the thirst It's his thirst for us. It's his thirst for our love. And as you know, Mother Teresa had that all from the cross, next to the cross in all of her chapels, I thirst. And that, again, is Jesus' thirst for our love, for our relationship with him. And that's what prayer is. Prayer is a relationship with God and a deepening, and just as, you know, our relationship, a marriage relationship, right, between husband and wife, it deepens over time. And it's the same with that relationship with our Lord. It deepens through this conversation that we have in prayer. And that's my hope, is that to create a hunger that folks will desire to begin and deepen their own prayer life. And then to give some, I really want to hit, some of the topics I want to hit are the what the Lord has for us in prayer, like what that looks like, the progression in prayer in our spiritual life and the movement of the spiritual life. And then also like those common things that are a discouragement to people, or that they think they're not good at prayer, when in reality, though, I think those are just temptations. Like, I wouldn't consider myself really great at prayer, but I show up every day because I know I need to be there with him. And some days it, I notice that it's good, and some days I was there. And the Lord blesses that, though, I believe, because that perseverance and that desire to love him and to have that conversation with him is what is most important.
I think it's a great analogy you threw out, the you know, the idea how important that in a marriage, you know, relationship, that you always are communicating with each other, having a conversation. Certainly you can get distracted or annoyed or whatever. But even, you know, just with our friends, how important it is to have conversations and pay attention. And we kind of become empathetic with each other. And a lot of times I think people don't view prayer as the same way. That is, I think the analogy is there, if I am right, perhaps, maybe?
Yeah, it's, as you'll notice throughout the scriptures, that the Lord himself in the Old Testament and the New Testament describes himself as the husband in the Old Testament of Israel, and in the New Testament, Jesus is described as the bridegroom, right, who has come to wed himself to the church. So there is this, the deepest of love relationships on earth, being marriage as God has created it, it's how the Lord has spoke of the relationship he wants to have with each person. And that deepening of relationship takes place just naturally when we're entering into that conversation each day, even if we think we're not good at it. Like, the Lord is always faithful, even when we think we're not. And so to enter into a daily prayer life that is dedicated to encountering the Lord, he does so much work within us that we're not even aware of, that we begin to catch glimpses of in our life. And just, I'm convinced that whenever we have this daily prayer life, especially mental prayer with Scripture, or the truths of the faith, that brings a deeper peace into our life, even amidst the difficulties and struggles that we face around us. It's a peace that God gives himself from having been with him.
And again, I think you can make a good comparison between, if you think of how much work you put into a marriage, you know, to make sure that you are both thriving and growing in the relationship, or again, even with good friends, how important it is, you know, that there's give and take and back and forth. And I think the hard part for folks, and maybe they have shared this with you as well, is it just doesn't seem like when we're praying that God is knocking us off the horse like he did Saul. And so we want that moment, and sometimes it's not there, and sometimes it is. And certainly listeners would agree to that, you know, many times when we feel God's graces, but sometimes we don't. And I think that is a challenge that I think a lot of us face when we sit down and, you know, want to do some daily prayers. It's like, well, why isn't God listening to me? I think he's listening, but he's not answering.
Well, and I think, too, that's that's very common for all of us. And one of the things I'll talk about in that day is there is a movement within the spiritual life when we've become dedicated to prayer. And usually at the beginning of our prayer journey, there's a lot of consolation because the Lord is desiring to keep us moving in that direction. But as we move along, there comes a point where usually what it seems to us withdraws a bit, at least the consolation part. And it's important because every saint of the mystical life and the prayer life will tell you that that's normal, that he is purifying our hearts because he doesn't want us to be attached to even the good things that he gives us, such as consolation. He wants us to be attached to him. And so there's this dryness that occasionally enters into our prayer journey. But through that, and this is the key, you're actually growing more in your merit, in virtue, by being faithful to your prayer. Because when there's a lot of consolation in prayer, that's God's gift. I haven't done anything to earn that. But when I pray and I stick with it, even in the midst of the dryness and the difficult times of prayer, that is meritorious. And the Lord is deeply transforming us through that process. And it ebbs and flows in our spiritual life as we grow. And I think I've found that to be one of the most consoling things in the midst of dryness and prayer that I found in the writing of the saints. This is normal, and your job just to be faithful, and the Lord is doing so much more work than you can even see right now.
Well, those are terrific insights. And listeners, that kind of brings us to the end of our show today. I want to thank my guest, Julie Storr, who is coordinator of the Magnificat Ministry for Northwest Iowa, Mary Undoer of Knotts. And my guest on the last two segments of this show, Father Ryan Browning. He's a priest of the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, and he will be the keynote speaker at the Magnificat Prayer Retreat, again, Saturday, September 25th, Cathedral of the Epiphany in Sioux City, Iowa. It is open to anyone in the tri-state area, men, women, children. If you have that day free, try and come to it. Registration starts at 8:30. The first talk is at 9 o'clock. Mass will be celebrated at noon at Cathedral, followed by lunch, and then just more opportunities to hear Father Ryan Browning speak, and then pretty much the end of the day at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $35, and that includes the breakfast, which is donuts and coffee, and then a little light lunch, and the prayer booklet that Father Ryan was referring to, that prayer prescription. And so, again, those tickets can be found magnificat-iowa.com. So, Father Browning, thanks so much for sharing your faith journey with us. Really appreciate you being on the air.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And listeners, I want to again tell you, Faith in Action, it's a new show locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m., and you can find all the podcasts at fhcradio.com. Click on Listen Live, and then go to Podcasts, and there we are. And please remember, listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is better. Thanks for listening, and